To all those ladies who have gone out of their way through your example and through your very word to teach us about God, to those of you who prayed for us, who cooked and cleaned for us, who held us when we were hurting, who kissed our boo-boos goodbye, to the ones who listened to our greatest joys and deepest disappointments with all intent and interest, who thought no matter what, her kids were the very best. Today we salute you. Happy Mother's Day. Let's give them a hand. It's just a fact of God's creative genius that a father can't be a mother. He can be like her, just not her. You see, his makeup is of a different hue. A mother knows all about her children. She knows all about their dentist appointments and romances, their best friends, their favorite foods, secret fears, hopes, dreams, what teachers they have, what classes they're taking, their likes and dislikes. A father oftentimes is vaguely aware of some short people living in the house. That's just a few reasons that make mothers special. They make it their business to know. Yet on this day of celebration for many, even some here, it is a day of confrontation. For not everyone had a great and godly mother. If yours was and is a great and godly one, celebrate her. Thank God for her. Lavish her with gifts and cards of love. Amen, mothers?
Amen.
Amen. That's right. If she was everything else but great and godly, if you had a mother who was horrible to you and abusive to you, confront her by giving her to God and then let it go. What happened in the past is past. And we need to move on from this point. I don't know what you went through. I don't know what you suffered at the hands of your beloved mother. But if it was wrong and it was abusive, give her to God and let it go. Move on. Break that chain. Break that cycle. If she is abusing you, tell someone in authority that you can trust about it. Tell a teacher, a grandparent, a relative, a friend, and then kill her. That's right, Pastor said, kill her with kindness and pray the devil out of her with your church family standing around you and for you. Break the chain of abuse. It's not your fault. Future generations are depending on you to break the chain through Christ so that you can be a parent, so that you can one day be a parent. A little life deserves. Today, the pews here are full of wonderful, godly mothers. The idea of Mother's Day was to dedicate a day in May to set the pattern for many days of honoring your mother by, are you ready for this? An exercise that might be new for some of you, but it should change your perspective on all that she does and all that she is. Husbands, sons, and daughters, God has given us this Mother's Day to do something we've probably never done. Today, we're going to turn Mom upside down. That's the title of today's sermon. That's right, we're going to turn her upside down. We're going to get her off her feet from serving to being served. And when we turn Mom upside down, here's what you get. I bet you never saw this before. Wow. I think this is just interesting. One of God's latest and possibly one of his greatest creations. Wow. That's right. A godlike perspective on MOM is WOW. Wow. Say it with me. Wow. Look what God created. Today, let's rediscover what God created, what he created in womanhood and in motherhood. And I'll give you a hint. It was to correspond, to connect, and to counteract everything mankind would face, and also to fulfill every need. God created man from the dust of the earth. That's what the Bible tells us, and it was good, and yet only half of the equation was here. The Bible tells us that there was no one like Adam anywhere to be found, and he was lonely. Take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 2. We're going to look at some verses here, beginning at verse 15. Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. The scripture says, "The Lord God took the man and placed him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to watch over it. And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are to eat from any tree in the garden, even the tree of life that God had planted. But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for on the day you eat from it, you will certainly die.' Then the Lord God said, 'It's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper corresponding to him.' And the Lord God formed out of the ground every wild animal and bird of the sky and brought each to the man to see what called. And whatever the man called a living creature, it was its name. The man gave names to all the livestock, to all the birds of the sky, to every wild animal. But for the man, there was no helper found corresponding to him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to come over the man, and he slept. God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the Lord God made the rib that he had taken from man into woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one will be called woman, for she was taken from man.'" God created woman to correspond to man's searching, to his search. God saw the need. God created man with the need to relate to one corresponding to himself. God puts Adam in the garden, instructs him, gives him a work detail to do, and then says in verse 18, "It's just not good that man should be alone." Had God made a mistake? Absolutely not. What he was doing here was showing man that he knows what he's doing. And now, church, through woman, through the creation of woman, God met that need. In her, he found what he was looking for. In her, he found what he was longing for. This is from Adam, from every man. And we just think, and we just look at that, and we say, wow. God saw Adam's loneliness in what must have been an incredible lonely time in Adam's life. Imagine all the animals, all creation, everything was perfect. Everyone had a someone special except for Adam. There was no one created for him. And then God stepped in and created one who would perfectly meet Adam's needs. She was God's idea, his final and greatest creation. Wow. In doing so, God saw a side of Adam he always knew before because he's God. So he took one of Adam's ribs and used it as his raw material, not taken from the ground like man and animals were created. No, from him, so that she, woman, would correspond perfectly to him, though not identical to him. Wow. A little 3-year-old boy from a Catholic home had a play date with a 3-year-old little girl from a Christian home. And as these kids got together and they began to play, their mothers took them out into the backyard. The mother sat on the porch there sipping tea. These two little ones found a mud puddle in the backyard. And they began to stomp in that puddle, having all kinds of fun, singing and laughing, stomping in this puddle. And as you can imagine, they got all wet. And as kids, little kids often do, they just yanked off all their clothes. I mean, who wants to play in wet clothes, right? The moms now choking on their tea, having witnessed this, run to them grabbing some towels off the clothesline to cover their kids up and to dry them off. When the little boy says to his mother, "Mommy, I never knew there was such a difference between Catholics and Protestants." She was created to correspond to him, though not identical to him. Created in God's image, she possesses his image. In his image. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27 says, "He created him, he created them." The Hebrew term ishah, I-S-H-S-H-A-H, identifies her as the feminine complement to ish, I-S-H, the man. She was exactly what he needed, because God the Father knew what Adam needed. Listen, the reason that Mother's Day is so popular, probably one of the most popular holidays of the year, is that mother's role as caregiver is very much like God's rule for caregiving. And that to be a good mom, you have to be self-denying, willing to serve, and know the meaning of sacrifice as a woman and as a mother. God the Father revealed himself through the creation of woman through mom. Wow. Will you thank her and praise her today, praise him today, for creating her to correspond to your needs? You see, God the Father of creation, now moved himself into a whole new realm through God the Holy Spirit by setting up a bond beyond simply the physical. Point number two, God created woman to connect with man's spirit. It says here in verse 24, "This is why a man leaves his father and mother and bonds with his wife, and they shall become one flesh." This is the principle of leaving and cleaving, but it has a lot more to do with than just with the physical, as most conclude it to be. In Mark chapter 10, verses 6 to 9, the Bible says, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, and the two will become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Let no one separate. This has a whole lot more to do than with just the issue of divorce. You see, this union is not just physical, but spiritual, mental, and emotional. Amen. These are human needs to connect with one spirit that God created woman for the man. And woman as mom, as she relates to her children, as mom, as even aunts to nieces and nephews, as women of this church who have no children of their own, but love on the kids of this church, and they're really good at it, and they really connect with these little people because God has created them with something special. She is more than just physical. She is spiritual, mental, and emotional, an emotional creation of God the Father as to relate to us concerning God the Holy Spirit, who wants to connect with our spirits so that through him all our needs are met to glorify the Lord. And through this bond, let no one separate. It's true, no human can fill another human's every need. However, relating to the Lord on a deep, intimate level can. When we get to the place of being able to relate to God on that deep, intimate level, that we are so in relation with God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son, let me just testify to the fact, every need is met. Amen. And God created woman to give man this idea of this connection, how mothers have this, and women and moms have this ability to connect on a deeper level with people. God created woman to give us the example of if woman or if mom can connect with us at this level, just think what God the Father can connect with us on a greater level still. To show us that he is the ultimate need fulfiller. God, the Holy Spirit, revealed himself through the creation of woman and through moms. Wow. Amen. Will you thank her and will you praise him for this connection with who you are? And man was connected until sin entered the world, and then the connection was severed. When I read across this last and final point, I almost fell off my chair. When I discovered this, when I read this, and it really started to dawn on me, here's the third and final point. God created woman to counteract man's sin. This is after the fall. But it was God's plan from the very beginning because he's God and he knows what we were going to do. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20, the Bible says, "And the man named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all the living." The name he gave her, Adam named his wife Eve, emphasizing the fact that not only did he see her as his equal, but also to emphasize the woman's life-giving role. Listen to this, that counteracts the curse of sin, which is death. He called her Eve, the mother of all living. Wow. After the fall, the result of sin was death. But the Bible tells us that, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. See, it was within her that one day through her, life would be given to all. Motherhood isn't just physicality, it's intentionality. Amen. Mother is a verb. It's something you do, not just who you are. Through her, it made it possible. It's truly a miracle that every one of you here, everyone without exception at one time, was a little human. A little life placed inside your mom. Wow. And even all the way back to the time back in the Garden of Eden, the whole purpose of Mother's Day was really about the Lord's Day. Because through her, the Savior of the world, Jesus, would one day be born. God used the creation of woman in order to reveal Jesus, the Son of God, in truly an immaculate, conceptive way to save us all and to give us life, life for the death that sin had given to all. Mother's Day is really about celebrating our great God who came to us in the form of a baby, God's one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So today, thank your mother. Love her. Love your mother. Show her. Shower her. Show her and shower her with gifts and cards of appreciation. Get her off her feet and serve her today and for the days to come. But even more than that, praise your God who gives eternal life to all through the birth, death, and resurrection of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, which came through God's servant, a mom. Wow. God created woman to correspond to man's searching, to connect with man's spirit, and to counteract man's sin. Today, let's praise our God, and let's turn mom upside down. Wow. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the special creation that you have blessed us with. For mothers, Lord, that have helped through you to give us life. We praise you for that. We praise you for every great and godly mother that is represented here today. We pray for those, Lord, that are still struggling from their youth, of mothers who weren't so great and who weren't so godly. God, I pray that you would minister to them, that the things that happened in their past would not affect their future, but that there would be a change, and that chain would be broken, and to their sons and their daughters, to their grandchildren, to their greats, great and wonderful things would be done because of you, because of who you are in the changed life of one we call mom. God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord, today. And may we just show our appreciation to you through showering our mothers with praise and with service, not only today, but in the days to come. We bless you and we praise you, God, for this great creation that you have brought to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.